Gary, I have this was very curious to hear your reaction to Microsoft's acquisition of LinkedIn. Were you surprised when it happened?
I was surprised, yes. And mainly, not that it doesn't make sense, because I think it does dramatically make sense. But $26 billion, yikes. That's a lot of money to pay for anything.
Why does it make sense?
Because I think Microsoft wants to get into social media, and they want to do it with the business community. And this is by far the business community social media platform. And, you know, when you think about what they can do, there was a great article. And it was people that chimed in said, this is really about Cortana. And when you think about it, and he goes on to say, hi, Jen, you're meeting with Sam next. You and Sam both went to the University of Washington, and you both know Cindy Smith. Good news, the Huskies won last night's game, right? Do you want to look at Sam's profile? Do you want to see your meeting history with Cindy and Sam? Oh, okay. I'll share the presentation for today with Sam. Is that okay? You know, when you think about how this is going to evolve over the next 3, 4, 5 years, you know, can Microsoft really own the business social networking?
They
just bought it. So
yeah, well, it ties in. No, what you're saying about Cortana ties in with the whole notion of Siri coming on board.
Sure.
And with Google Voice that you mentioned, Ed, this whole business of these, they're not just kind of interesting or cute interaction, but this is really artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's like a personal assistant like they used to have. I mean, what you're describing is an audible version of a personal assistant.
It's not always creepy.
It's been more than 6 months since your dentist appointment. Would you like me to call a dentist? Really, that is not that far. And I just
nagging.
Did a quick calculation at $26 billion and 400 million users.
433 that have signed up, but only 105 million that use it each week.
So use it each week. So they're paying approximately $250 per active user.
Wow.
That's a good price.
Well, over the long term, that's probably cheap. Over the next year or two, that's a lot of money.
And they have given up all they put. For instance, what happened with the smartphones. They've essentially given up that whole smartphone.
Yeah,
it almost gives
billion.
Me the feeling that Microsoft can't get anybody to listen to them, so they're going to buy people and force them to listen.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that way at all.
But the enterprise...
That's not why they bought them.
No, right?
I didn't say that was why. I'm just saying this is a good way of directing
advertisements
directly.
So Microsoft doesn't want anybody to listen to Microsoft. They want to listen to you.
All right,
there's more value there.
You can wrangle in the next hour. Right
there's
now, I want to let folks know that...
No, we'll do that over the break.